Rabotai, page Reish Zayin of the Shem Shmuel. Chelak of Sefer Reish is what he's talking about. Chanukah here. There's a very interesting a few things here. So Velosa Suachel Vavchem Vachvei Neichem says you shouldn't follow your heart, your eyes. Now, just like a Neichem is two eyes, the Vavchem can also be interpreted two hearts. The heart has a few chambers, but he brings down from his father, the Avner Nezer. He said that in a person's heart there's a Yetzer Hara and a Yetzer Tov. So sometimes, of course you're never supposed to follow your Yetzer Hara, but sometimes even the Yetzer Tov, that's the second part of the heart. Sometimes the Yetzer Tov can trip a person up. Right? I spoke about it a few times, the Yetzer Hara V'Talmud Chacham, it's the Yetzer Tov which is being manipulated to make him think that certain things are good, really they're not good. Somehow the Yetzer Tov sometimes becomes the servant of the Yetzer Hara. Anyway, he wants to explain a very interesting point, a very important point, which has to do with Chanukah. Jewish people received the Torah, they said, Nasa v'nishma. They put the seer, the doing, before the listening, which means before the understanding. So basically, when a person does a Torah, there could be two basic motivations. He does a mitzvah or stays away from an aveira. One could be that he understands why what it does, and he agrees with the goal of the mitzvah. So that's under the category of shmir. That he, as a human Jewish person, he understands what the mitzvah is doing for him, for the Jewish nation, for the world. And then there's naseh. Naseh means you could do it for another reason. You could do it because it's the king's decree. Melech Malchei Melachim, the king of all kings, has decreed, so I have to follow the laws, like I follow the law of the country. Do I understand why all the laws were made the way they were? Done, not necessarily, but to follow the laws. That's why he brings down here the Mi'iri says of Shad, it says, Olam Adam Nispal Bishlam Mishal Malchus, the person shall always pray for the well being of the kingdom. So he interprets it, Bishlam Mishal Malchus, that a person should be at peace with the decrees of the kingdom. In other words, he has a certain law. This law, which he has to listen to, is bothering him. You know, he doesn't like it. So, have him espoused the Shlomo Shel Malchus, he should accept it. He should be at peace with the laws, because laws are the basis of society. Otherwise, people would destroy one another without laws. So even though this particular law might bother you, but you have to understand that laws are necessary for the benefit of the whole. And sometimes you have to be annoyed and give up something of your own for the benefit of the society. So you should always accept the laws without knowing the reason. Just accept it, because laws are good. That's regular laws, but certainly laws from Hashem, whether we understand them or not, is irrelevant. It's the law of the greatest king, the greatest power, so we have to accept his laws without understanding. That's why the Jew said Nasa v'nishma. Nasa is the first level. First level and most basic level is accept the law of the king. We'll do it. Nishma, then we'll try to understand it. Whatever we can understand, it has a benefit, it's good, but that's a second thing. Not necessary. So this was really the main argument with the Yevanim. Because the Yevanim, they crowned the human intellect as the ultimate decider of what people should do. So they idolized philosophers, scientists, whatever the human intellect at its best, that's what they thought is the only thing which is correct. They couldn't accept that the Jews are following laws which may not make sense to them. So their philosophy, their basic philosophy of crowning the human intellect as the ultimate decider is very attractive, because it makes people feel very powerful. They are the ultimate deciders of their fate. In a certain way, there's a certain value to that, because Torah also says people should make decisions. Bechira, we have to make decisions between right and evil. We should make the right choices. So Torah also gives a lot of high value to human thinking. Talmud Torah, Neged Kulam. But the Torah says that despite tremendous and glorious level of human thought, still, at the end, the ultimate is God's dominion. Hashem is the Melech. So even if human thought fails to understand Hashem's decrees, we have to do it. This was the main conflict between the Greeks and Torah. And the Rambam, in fact, makes a point that the seven mitzvahs of the name Noach, so they all could have a very nice logical reasoning to explain it. So the Rambam writes that if a person and Jew keeps the seven mitzvahs because it makes sense to him or her, so they're a chacham. We call them wise scholars of the guy, but we don't call them chassidim. We don't call them the righteous guy, because a righteous guy does it because Hashem commanded it. He's the king. So the goyim also have a double level of wisdom and righteousness, just like we Jews have a double level, and we should always put the Naseh before the Mishnah. This is the idea of the Psilos, the Shmanim, that the wick pulls the oil and burns. In other words, a Jew is attached to Hashem with a burning fire of attachment, desire to do what Hashem the King wants. Just like the oil gets pulled up by the wick, turns into a flame. So we also are pulled up by Hashem and turn into a flame of goodness. This has to do with the Nas, doing Hashem's will, because that's what we want to do. So has a Chassidus Shavuot here. It says that the Yevanim, Timu Kol HaShmanim Shebehechel, the Gemara says that they made all the Shemen and the Hechel Tameh. He says Hechel has a value, Gematria, of 65. Hey Yud Chav Lamed is 65. And Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Hashem's name, is 65. The Aleph Dalet Nun Yud name means that God is the master, Adam. So we listen to him because he's our master. And they were defiling that concept of God being the master. And then they found that Shemen, which was in the seal of the Kohen Gadol. He wants to say a very interesting thing about the symbolism of the Kohen Gadol. And it was his seal on that oil from which came the miracle. It's like this, that he said again from his father, he says, an idea that we have three major kingdoms that have Bavel, Paras, and Yavan. Okay, and then there's Edom. Edom is all three of them put together. But the three kingdoms, Bavel, Paras, Yavan, are basically against Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay, Bavel. They were very cruel. They killed a lot of people. That's how they became such a big empire, through all kinds of cruel wars and so on. So they didn't. So the Babylonians are against Avram, because Avram is Chesed, and the Babylonians were the opposite of Chesed. You have Paras. Paras. This Paras is basically a pleasure-seeking society. It's full of parties and women, kinds of orgies, as they say. So that's against Yitzchak, because Yitzchak is Gevurah. Gevurah is restraint, you know, not having too much pleasure from the world. And then the final one is Yavan. Yavan is against Yaakov. So he wants to say that where was the conflict of Yavan with Yaakov? Yaakov is emissed. He didn't emiss the Yaakov. Yavan is Sheker. Because he says Yavan is connected to the word, the whole note, which means to trick and to deceive. So he says that their philosophy of making the human intellect supreme is very attractive, but it deceives, because it's not true, it's false. The human intellect is not supreme. God's intellect is supreme. So basically their basic premise is false. Yaakov, he's emes, because Yaakov crowns Hashem as the king. He makes Hashem the central reality of the world, not the person. Ain't Zaykim, Beisav Akim, Vizeh Shah Shemayim. He sees the world as a place for God's presence. The opposite of the Greeks. The Greeks don't see Hashem in the world, they just see people. And basically, this has been the major, so to speak, of Edom, but the Romans glorified the Greeks. And now, in the modern era of basically called the Gullus of Edom, the modern era is very much into glorification of the Greek approach, where you make the human being supreme, and you glorify science, and you know, every day they make up new morality, so everything is the human being. So that's basically the big problem nowadays. It's the Edom version, the Western version of the Greek idea. Okay, now it says that basically there's an expression that the world is Alma de Shikra. The world is a world of lies. So the Greeks do well in this world because they're basically promoting a lie, so they do very well because the world itself is a certain level is a lie, because the world hides Hashem, right? Hashem is hidden. Really, that's the, Hashem is the only reality, not the world. Okay. Basically, that's why in the Chazal, the Greeks are called darkness, and the anti-Greek is the light of Hanukkah. The light is the light of truth, and the darkness is the darkness of falsehood. Now, what does it mean that this was a symbol that the jug of oil had the seal of the Kohen Gadol? So he quotes his grandfather, the Kotzker Rebbe, said that the purest, most truthful of any experience in the world is that moment when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim. When he's in the Kodesh Kedoshim, he experiences the real truth, that the world is basically Hashem. Hashem uses the world. He makes the world, he uses the world. He's in the world and outside the world. So that all of that the Kohen Gadol experiences when he's in the Kodesh Kedoshim. So he knows the real truth. And therefore, when he gets that real truth, the Kohen Gadol, he's sort of like an antenna, he broadcasts it to all the Jewish people in the Kohen, all of the Jews in this realm. So therefore, this is what the symbol that the Hashmonaim, when they conquered, they found something which had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. In other words, it had the seal of truth. And that's why the miracle had to do with light, to get rid of this darkness. There's a pasuk, Ha'am Halech B'choshech, Lo Or Gadol. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, the people who walk in blackness have seen a great light. So therefore, he says that this is every year when you come to Hanukkah. It's a special time where a person could get away from that falsehood of people being the ultimate arbiters of the truth and of how to live. That falsehood can be uprooted during this season. This is a season where you get to the truth, Yaakov, and you see that it's really Hashem's world, and the way to really know about Hashem is studying the Torah. By studying the Torah, you are plugging into the truth. So this is the main message of Hanukkah.